I like it when people join in. So any heckles, questions, queries, anything at all? What, sorry? What was that? You're gay. You're gay. Christ, thanks for letting me know. I was wondering what that was. I don't know what the qualification would be for being gay in Dublin now. Is it because the trousers match the jacket? I'm not. Gay. He's not even in court. Any other heckles? Please.
No wonder you're rich.
What, sorry? No wonder you're rich, you don't pay your taxes. Ooh. Correct. But look, what's... I don't mind talking about that stuff. What's your name, sir?
Khan.
What, sorry?
Khan.
Khan. Khan. Were they in a hurry? Were they... Ah, Jesus, how many christenings do we have today? This one's called Khan. Were you christened by an auctioneer? Khan. What, sorry?
Except the farmers.
Except the farmers. I don't even get the reference. What farmers? What's going on? All farmers get grants. But that's not tax avoidance. And I tell you how you can tell that farmers' grants are not tax avoidance, because I'm not fucking doing it. That's how you know. Otherwise, I'd be up here talking about fucking fertilizer. Any other? What's doing? When did you find out that you were a pedo? I feel like this guy feels like we're talking on the dark web. That feels like a voice that hasn't spoken to another human in many years. When did you find out you were a pedo? Am I being catfished live? This isn't how it works. Any other heckles, questions?
Please. You wouldn't last in prison.
What, sorry?
You wouldn't last in prison.
I wouldn't last in prison. And you think that's news to me? What? You're sitting up there going, oh, yeah, this guy thinks he'd fucking rule the prison. I don't think he'd get on well at all. Whereas I imagine you are a gentle and sensitive lover. Ah, I'm not gonna put up a fight, he'll only fucking tear it. This has to last me 5 years. Thank God you're back. What the fuck is going on here? What's your name, sir?
Connor.
Connor?
Yes.
See, that's what they were shooting for. Connor. Look at that. It didn't take that much time, did it? Connor. It's a lovely name. Con! Is this your girl, Con?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name? Hi, Gemma. What do you do, Gemma?
I'm a student.
A student? How did Con find out he was a pedo? I'm asking. I'm asking for a friend. He met her in the playground. And so you're a student. What are you studying, Gemma?
Maths and science.
What, sorry?
Maths and science.
Maths and science. Of course you fucking are. And what are you planning to do with your life? You're planning to be a teacher, so you can teach other people maths and science. Well, where does it fucking end? Someone's eventually got to fucking make a contribution towards society rather than just passing it down the fucking line. Fucking go and build something, come on. What about you, Con? What's your plan for life?
I'm an accounting student.
You're an accounting student? I'm a fucking legend in your game, aren't I? Guys. Yeah. Some of you came for the jokes, this guy came for fucking advice. Carolina. Okay, Carolina. And where are you from, Carolina? The same place as Gru. Carolina. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to do some evil stuff. Go on, where are you from?
Portugal.
From Portugal. I fucking love Portugal. Porto, Lisbon, where?
Faro,
Algarve. Faro, Algarve. Fucking tremendous. Great to have you. Now, what are you on a break in... You live here. And what do you do?
We work in engineering.
You work in engineering? Yeah. Well, I've got a friend that could help you with pipes. Pipes. He is a fucking weirdo. And will inquire about your incest status and preferences. What, sorry?
Mullets.
Mullets? Yeah. Well, what do I think of mullets? Have you got a mullet? Fucking excellent, mate. Fucking fair play to you. Are you a big fan? How come you've got a mullet? Are you,
It's just her preference.
It's just her preference. So this lady's dating a guy with a mullet. What's your name, madam?
It's Megan.
Megan, and can I ask what you're getting back at your dad for? I fucking love it. Do you know Theo Von? Yeah, the best fucking mullet in the world, right? Fucking incredible. Yeah, it's a good look.
Thank you.
Now, you can't grow a moustache. It's best you hear it from me. Oh, Megan. I like the way Megan just went... Because she can grow a moustache. Any other heckles, questions, queries, please?
Why do you laugh like a pedo?
Why do I laugh like a pedo? Was I laughing when I fucked you? What happened? What happened? It's an odd... It's odd. I laugh on an in, not an out. So it sounds... Sounds like a woman almost, but not quite reaching orgasm. Sound I'm sure you're familiar with. A bit. Any other?
Your girlfriend makes more money off people than you.
What, my girlfriend does what, sorry?
Makes more money off people than you.
My girlfriend makes more money off people than me. Okay. Right. Oh, that's great, isn't it? I think if you're going to heckle, keep it simple. Something along the lines of, your girlfriend's a hooer. Are you just annoyed? Because, are you annoyed at me? I know I owe your mum €5, but... Yeah, I said €5. That's right, I paid for everyone. That's how that joke's made, sir. Fun. Any others?
What would you do if you were flash?
What, sorry? Hang on, let's chat to this guy. That felt very garbled, sir.
What would you do if you were black?
What would I do if I was black? Comedy? Is that okay? What? That's a very weird question, sir. Well, I'd probably have some questions for my mum. What's happening? There's a guy, your friend's filming this for some sort of posterity. Just in case, don't panic. What's your name, sir?
Anthony.
What's he?
Anthony.
Anthony, where are you from, Anthony? Dublin? Which bit? Rathmine. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, what do you do, Anthony? What do you do? You're looking for jobs. You're looking for a job. Okay. Well, we'll find you something. Have you considered, haven't got any better ideas, why not teach people what you know about? What about your mate? What do you do? You guys together?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I work
in
a...
You what?
I work in a company called...
You work? Yeah. I was hoping you could be slightly more vague. Would you like a lawyer present for the rest of this? Is it? Fucking hell. I work. Well, what was that?
What kind of lipstick are you wearing?
What kind of lipstick am I wearing? The expensive kind. I mean, it's a weird question.
You laugh like an asthmatic seal fucking a donkey.
I laugh like an asthmatic seal fucking a donkey. How do you know?
How did you survive the abortion?
How did I survive the abortion? More like it. Yeah. Not easy. I didn't survive an abortion, but there's a thing called the Dutch. Do you remember the Dutch cap? Does anyone remember the Dutch cap? It's a contraception method from the 70s, which was like a round kind of, you just popped it in your foo-foo, ladies. My mother was an Irish woman from Limerick. She was in London. She moved there in the early 70s, right? And she told me this. I mean, this is more information than I needed, but apparently she just had my brother before. We're kind of Irish twins. And she was trying to put this fucking yolk up a snatch. And as she described it to me, it pinged across the room. And her thought was, fuck it, be all right. And it wasn't. Well done, 70s contraception. Someone told me my daughter looked just like her mum. I said, yeah, but the important thing is she's healthy. Well, they didn't laugh. Any other... What's the story with the big jazz hands? Yeah, what's the story with the fucking jazz hands? You think you're on fucking stage in a fucking theater. Trying to make it theatrical for you, my friend. I don't have to do jazz hands, I can also do that. That was too easy. Bonus! Bonus! I'm not strictly speaking in a double act, but sometimes it's nice if a random hooer shouts bonus. It's nice, isn't it? That adds a bit of colour. Bonus. But if you're here, who's walking the streets? That joke wasn't in the show. That's what I like to call bonus. What, sorry? Did I play what song?
The song that you had made for the show where it spells out your name.
The song that I had made for the show, the song that was on just before the show, is called Jimmy Ricard. It's an Australian song. It sounds a bit like my name, but it's not my name. I didn't have the song made. I just fucking straight lifted it from this guy. It's like a guy came up to me after I was doing a show with a friend in Australia, and a guy came up and went, "Ah, yeah, mate, there's a song, sounds like your fucking name," and I went, "Fucking have it." It's fun though, right? What's your name, my friend?
Thomas.
Thomas, what do you do, Thomas? Thomas is deep undercover, he's embedded. Probably so. Go on, what do you do, Thomas? Have a think. Gather your thought. You work in IT? Of course you fucking do. And where are you from, Thomas? There's an accent there.
I'm from South Africa.
From South Africa. Well, I love South Africa. I do a lot of shows there. Because you're all familiar. French is the language of love. You all know that, right? French is the language of love. Well, Afrikaans is the language of serious sexual assault. I actually speak a little bit of Afrikaans. Let's not turn this rape into a murder. It's their favorite pickup line. Get in the van.
I have a question.
Yes. Well, normally, someone would just speed ahead with a question. The whole Jimmy thing was unnecessary. I don't want it to sound like my ego's out of fucking control, but I'm gonna assume everything's gonna be directed in there. Does anyone have any questions? Yes, I have a question. What is that question?
1 inch inside your mother, and your father is 1 inch inside of you.
Hang on. This is excellent. I'm 1 inch inside my mother, and my father's 1 inch inside of me. Okay, all right. I would 100% go towards mum, because fucking my mum, all I would get is an ashy dick. I'm just saying, I would rather put my dick in an urn than get sodomized by my father. What? How does that make me a bad guy? These are hard decisions. I'm glad we've had the conversation. I'm sorry it happened to you, sir. You went forward as well? Motherfucker. Has anyone ever asked this question going, "Oh, I'd fucking ease it back"? No one has ever. This is fucking crazy, dude. What's your name?
Dylan.
What's your name?
Dylan.
Dylan, and what'd you do, Dylan?
I'm a piping and cad.
You're a piping what?
Piping and cad technician.
A piping technician. Hang on a second. I think I've just met the most delusional plumber there's ever been. I'm a piping technician. I myself work as a laughter therapist. Yeah. But when I was a younger man, I worked as an underwater ceramic engineer. Washing up. Piping technician. Fucking get over yourself, Dylan. And is this your missus? What's your name, love?
Holly.
Holly, and what do you do, Holly?
I'm an art student.
You're an art student?
Yeah.
Oh. You're looking to be bullied? No! I think studying arts is a fucking tremendous thing to do. But you know, I'll say to you what I say to all art students. I have a cappuccino, please. Any other heckles, please, feel free. Yes.
Protestant or Catholic?
Am I Protestant or Catholic?
Yeah.
Catholic. Yeah. Well, I should qualify that. That is the God I don't believe in. At least, yeah. I'm atheist, but I think being an atheist Protestant is a fucking bridge too far. What do you mean you don't believe in the wrong God? You fucking maniac. What about you? What are you?
Catholic.
You're Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you a believer? Do you believe? Do you want to buy some magic beans? They're not cheap, but these are the good ones. Shout out to my dad for his 67th birthday, John Dean. Probably the last time we'll be out together going by his memory lately. Lol. Jimmy, saying hi might help his prospects in the will. Okay, my prospects in the will. Alan, all right, where's John? Where are you, John?
Here he is.
John, 67. Fucking give him a round of applause. Well done. John, I don't know if you'll remember, but earlier I suggested, even if you don't get it, pretend to have dementia. Now, John, I don't know if you'll remember, but earlier... I suggest you, if you don't have dementia, oh, for a second there, he must have gone, fucking hell. 67, what do you do, mate?
Retired.
Yeah, but before you became a burden. What did you do?
Health and safety.
Health and safety. Valuable work you do. Fucking crazy. I think we should scrap health and safety for environmental reasons. There's too many people on planet Earth, aren't there? There's so many people on planet Earth, we need to thin the herd a little bit, right? Right? What better way than getting rid of health and safety? Oh, your father fell off the cliff because there was no railing. Will we miss him? Oh, your boy died because he drank bleach. Maybe you shouldn't drink during pregnancy. It would just... I'm just saying we'd get rid of all the fucking dummies. You've retired, you couldn't give a fuck now, could you? What is Alan getting in the will out of interest?
Nothing.
Nothing. You won't be getting as many visits as you thought, will you? All right, what else we got? I'm going to meet the family of my ballerina girlfriend from Colorado next month. How do I impress her family? Her name is Elizabeth. Who's going to meet the family? who's meeting the...
Here.
Hi. Where's the guy meeting the family? What's your name, mate?
Conrad.
Conrad? And how long have you had an imaginary girlfriend? It's quite tough to impress the imaginary mum and dad of the imaginary ballerina... in Colorado. You know the big ballet scene in the Midwest in America they have. You know, the ballerinas. You're being catfished, you fucking idiot. Have you paid for a mum's operation already, or is that... Have you... How did you meet... Come on, let's indulge him. Let's play along. How did you meet this ballerina? Did you meet her online? What a way to find out. All right, what else we got? Hello, Jimmy. Could you say hello to my wife and I? I'm currently fighting cancer, and we are both big fans of yours. Thank you. Who's currently fighting cancer? Where are you? Where are you? Hey, what's your name?
John.
John? All right, John. What? And what's the missus called?
Michelle.
Michelle, well, very nice to have you here. Now, what kind of cancer are we battling?
Colon.
What, sorry?
Bowel.
Bowel? Oh, pain in the fucking ass. Shouldn't want to. Would you like more cancer jokes? Come fucking here, you call it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, it's my favorite. My father died. Really? What was it? The big C. Cancer? No, he drowned. I wish you a speedy recovery. All the best with it. I hope it was, you know, a band-aid this evening. Good luck. Thanks for coming out, man. I appreciate it. My bitch Abby's 33rd birthday, blonde middle row beside the ginger. Where's Abby? Where are you, Abby? Where's Abby? Hi, Abby. Whose bitch are you out of interest? What's wrong? It's not your birthday. Is your name Abby? Because this might not be about you. You're some sort of crazy narcissist. What's wrong? What hurts? Bitch. Are you hurt by being called bitch? Oh, I'm so sorry. Can I ask, why do you dye your roots black? She'll be all right. Huh? So what do you do, Abby? You're a physio. Ooh, I like a physio. Okay, so what? And what's the? What do you do? The manipulations? Do you do the cracking? All that kind of shit? All that kind of shit. The right fucking attitude. Because physios, it's good to have that attitude, I think, because you're medical, but fucking just. Right? Because your cure for everything is, oh, I'll give it a rub for you. It's one up from Mummy Kiss It Better. Good on you. All right, what else we got?
You're much more handsome in real life.
What, sorry?
You're much more handsome in real life.
I'm much more handsome in real life. This is a health and safety fucking nightmare. There's a very real risk this woman could slip off her seat. You're entirely correct. I am much more handsome in real life. Stop it, you. What's your name, madam?
Heather.
And what do you do, Heather?
I'm a veterinary nurse.
You're a what, sorry?
Veterinary nurse.
A veterinary nurse?
Yes.
Probably the worst job in the world. No, because when you look at, like, why people get into a job, right? I got into comedy because I like having a laugh. Great, that works. You get into being a veterinary nurse because you love animals, right? Okay, well, I'll go toe-to-toe with you, Heather. Toe-to-toe. How many cats have you killed this week? I'm on none. I've killed zero cats. Nil cats. I haven't killed any of them at all. You? I bet it's more than fucking none, isn't it? And also, the terrible thing about being a vet is it's not like being a nurse with humans. No one in a hospital goes, oh, little Timmy's ill. It's quite an expensive operation, is it? How much? Yeah, my cat had to have an operation, and the vet told me it was going to be £4,000, like 5,000 euros. So, okay, sorry, there's a long-winded way of saying I haven't got a cat. Thank you.
very fucking quiet. Normally there are lots of heckles.
Should we have a young wedding by this?
That's very much so what an accent meets a speech impediment, isn't it? That's right on the line. It's right on the line. Now, I think you said, I should have been at my aunt's wedding, but I've come to this. That's what I think you said. But I'll be honest with you, I could have just... You could be auctioning cattle. Should have come to my aunt's. You know when you learn to write, you leave a little... I'm sorry, it's probably aspirational, but you leave a little... you leave a little finger space between each word. So it's clear. Well, that's how I talk. You know what I mean? My hands went and whatever it is. Well, if you're here, who's starting a fight in a fucking car park? The fuck are you thinking? Any other?
Have you paid your taxes yet?
Have I paid my taxes yet? Why do you think I'm here? Also, if you think about it, there's a show at 7, there's another show at 9:30. One for me, one for them. Isn't it? Any others?
When's half time?
When's half time? There is no fucking half time. I'm fucking straight through. What's your name, sir? What's your name?
Barry.
Barry, and you want a drink? It's been about 20 minutes, Barry. The first step is admitting you have a problem. What do you do, Barry? You're a gardener. Fucking tremendous. Because so, if you're going to be outside drinking in the park anyway... mow the lawn. Right? Barry, always fucking thinking. What's your drink of choice, Barry? What do you normally drink?
Beer.
Beer. You're a simple man, Barry. I mean, not simple like, not like simple, but plain speaking. You don't sound like you're from around here. Where are you from, Barry?
Hampshire.
Hampshire. Right. That's not how people talk in Hampshire. Any other, what's going on in Limerick at the moment, then?
What? Harlan. Harlan.
Sound like you're throwing things into a fucking well.
Just fucking hurling things in.
Is hurling going on? Did you do well?
Yeah. We're about to.
What's it?
We're about to.
We're about to. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Yeah, it's brilliant. Dig it. Fucking hell. All right.
Who is dressing you?
What's wrong?
Who is picking up your outfits?
Who's picking out your outfits? Well, I pick them out. I've got a tailor, right? I've got my tailor that I go to, and I've never not bought what he's wearing. I just walk in, and Luke's wearing a suit, and I go, I'll have one of those, please.
What about the shoes?
What about the shoes? George Cleverly. I don't know. I presume you have a bespoke shoemaker. God, where are you from? There's a good accent there. Where are you from?
Poland.
From Poland. Excellent. I was there recently. It was fucking nice. And what about the guy with the fucking weird haircut? Was? Which, why are you... Why have you come as one of the extras from Mad Max? What the fuck? Yes, I just want shaved and then a top knot.
just in case people don't recognize a douche when they see a douche.
He's Irish.
He's what?
He's Irish.
He's Irish. A lot of them are, love. A lot of them are. It's one of the things. How did you two meet then online? How did you two meet? Definitely online. What's we?
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish. Hey, he just followed his nose, did he? All right.
Yeah, I still have some in my beard. Yes, it's bad news.
Huh? Go on. How did you guys meet?
What's that?
Internet.
The internet.
You have the internet here. Imagine the information superhighway gets cobbled somewhere around Limerick. And then, you moved over here?
Yes.
And what do you do for a living, love?
I'm raising the kids.
You're raising the kids? Of course you are. How many kids?
Four.
Four? I mean, Poland, Limerick, you've just gone, right, Catholics, let's fucking outbreed these fucking Protestants. Nice. I'm not Catholic, strictly speaking, I'm an atheist, but the Catholic God, that's the one I don't believe in. There's quite a size disparity with you two, is it? Must be like a wardrobe falling over with a key in it. What do you do? I mean, it looks like you would fucking ride a motorcycle and try and catch Mad Max, but what do you do?
Irish water.
Irish water. Oh, I don't want to have a bath. No, mammy, I don't want to wash my hair. What the fuck was the problem with Irish water? What's your fucking problem with Irish water? What? He's charging you. The fuck is he meant to do? You thought it was just to be a labour of love for him. What was that then? I'm a right laugh back there. We can't hear him. Go on, what'd you say?
Contaminated.
The water's contaminated. It's not contaminated. That's just how they talk in Limerick. That's normal. That's very prejudice.
The water must be contaminated. They're all talking very strangely. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
What do you do, Ema? What do you do for a living? You work here in the university? You in charge of ticket distribution by any chance? You fucking hooked yourself up. What do you do at the university?
Admin.
You work in admin. The valuable admin people. Tremendous. Teaching folks nothing. What about this unit? What about, you're the other half. What's your name, mate? What, sorry?
Andrew.
And what do you do, Andrew?
Software sales.
Right. You hear that? Wasn't, do you hear that? It's every vagina in the room drying up.
Software sales.
My daughter's perfect.
What, sorry?
My daughter is perfect.
Your daughter is perfect?
Yes.
Okay, Heather. I think we're more worried about you. Hi, Heather's daughter. Is it possible to die from embarrassment? What do you do, Heather's daughter?
I'm a preschool teacher.
You're a preschool teacher? Of course you fucking are. You're used to dealing with fucking idiots, aren't you? Might as well make a career of it. And who's the guy? Is that your man?
That's my friend.
That's your friend? What? It's a Friday night, isn't it? Hi, the friend. How long have you known?
About a year.
Well, sorry, I didn't get your name. What was your name, Heather's daughter?
Phoebe.
Hi, Phoebe. What was your name, mate?
Lefer.
What's your name?
Lefer.
Doesn't matter. I've got a tip for you, Phoebe. Or if you like, he could put the whole thing in. Have you not? Have you got a boyfriend?
Me?
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
No, you got a boyfriend?
Kind of.
Heather, someone's riding her and has not made a commitment. What do you mean, kind of?
He's a bit disrespectful.
He's a bit disrespectful? How do you mean disrespect? What's... Fucking hell. He's a bit disrespectful. Well, what do you mean by that, you silly bitch? It's a lot of fun, my job. How is he disrespectful?
I think he'd rather look at everyone else than me, to be honest.
He'd rather look at everyone else than you?
Aww.
Or make more of an effort. What? I'm trying to fucking help. What, is he doing the thing of, like, walking down the street checking out other people, or is it that, or is he online? What's he doing?
Bit of everything.
Yeah. And where is he this evening?
At home, at a match.
Yeah. Sounds like a big house. And what about this fella? He seems... You're respectful, aren't you?
No.
You get points for fucking honesty, don't you? Hey, Jimmy. My aunt Sharon and cousin Cormac are here from Australia. They want to know your thoughts on menopausal women. Where are you? Where are the menopausal women? I think I've got no issue with menopausal women. Ironically, good that you're from Australia, because that is what when you've got a menopausal woman, if you're dealing with that, that's what you need, a bit of Aussie charm. You're familiar with the phrase? Aussie charm just means... Everything's got a name, that's called Aussie charm. Good luck. Hi, I am autistic and I came here alone because Jimmy is on my bucket list and I was wondering if I could get a picture with him. I promise to be quick. I know how his time is valuable. Not that valuable. Thanks for reading this. Where's the autistic dude or girl? Where are you? They're here somewhere. I mean, they're autistic, so they might want... Where are you? Hi. Yeah, come and have a photo. Of course you can. All right. It's a stupid photo. I appreciate you coming to the gig. It's also like anyone else that's come on their own, thank you very much. Because I know a lot of people kind of come to a comedy show on their own. It's like, it's nice. It's like, because you don't have to worry about whether the person next to you is fucking horribly offended by something. Appreciate you being here. I'll fucking meet you halfway. You're taking fucking ages. Jesus. How are you? You all right?
Yes,
very
good,
nice
good.
To see you. Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Here you go.
The other way around, yeah.
All right, I got it. Hey. Is that all right? Well, very nice to meet you. Thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate it. Easy enough, wasn't it? What else we got? Congrats to Budgie and Shauna getting married. Shotgun wedding. Where are you, Shauna? Where am I looking? Hi, Shauna. Hi. How far along are you? Because, you know, we could deal with this. I've got a friend that works at a vet's. They'll have some sterile stuff. Make a change from killing cats, won't it, love? Congrats. Say hi to my son. Don't trust myself on the pronunciation of anything. Up at the Lelf balcony, he finished secondary school yesterday. He's also a bit of a twat. Is it that? Your left, my left. Where are you? Where is he? Hi. Have you finished school? What's your plan, my friend?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, what are you going to university? Are you going to get a job? What are you going to do?
I'm not really too sure. I'm trying to figure it out.
You're trying to figure it out? Well, I'll help. Poor fucker's got no idea. Why don't you fuck off to Australia for 2 years? That normally works for people, doesn't it? It's nice and sunny over there. What, sorry? You wouldn't mind the sun. Well, you're from Limerick. You may have never seen it. If you holiday in Kilkee, there's a good chance you've never experienced summer. You're not from Limerick. Where are you from, man?
Enniscillen.
It's the same fucking thing. It's fucking 20 minutes down the road.
Oh, no, very different now. It's a totally different fucking field. With a small bungalow in it that I live in.
Well, good luck, man. What else we got? I'm literally terrified of what my 13 and 15-year-olds are doing at home alone right now. Parents' rare night out. Sheena, where are you, Sheena?
Where's Sheena?
Where is she? Well, hi! They're masturbating. That's the best case scenario. As long as they're not interfering with each other, you're on a fucking win.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.